Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hearst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is called Your Life, His Destiny. This is part one. Now here's Pastor Steve.
True fulfillment and purpose in life can only be found by acknowledging God as our Creator and accepting His Son Jesus Christ as Savior, because our destiny is linked to our Creator. Therefore, we must seek God with all of our hearts. It's not enough for us to be born and to say, well, God, you know that I have a destiny and you need to reveal it to me. The Bible tells us that we only find God when we seek for Him with all of our hearts. Now, have you ever been in a relationship or trying to get into a relationship with an individual who at first was very cool towards you? Some of you guys will know what I'm talking about. You spied out that young lady. She looks to be a very nice person. And you begin to talk to her, and sometimes you get the cold shoulder. The winter cold blows in, even though it's July. She's actually saying, don't bother. Don't call, don't show up. I could care less. But men like a challenge, especially if they feel it's worth it. Sometimes they'll press in. I've got to get her attention. I'll send flowers. I'll send a note. I'll write poetry. Whatever it takes. I'm going to become a part of her life. Have any of you guys ever done that? Don't raise your hand. You try harder because it's worth it. And some of you have pressed right on through, and that woman became your wife, and it was definitely worth it. But women know the difference between a smooth-talking guy and somebody who is approaching them from their heart. Let the ladies say. Amen. See, most of the guys, they have a smooth line that they have already tried with their friends in the locker room. They exchange lines. Now, ladies, just listen in. You're going to learn something this morning. What you may be hearing from a man is something that others have discussed already. And you're only hearing what works. Because when the guys pass it back and forth, they delete the things that don't work. Did that work? No, 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 you don't want to say that. That doesn't work. Well, I want to write down what works. Okay, now you say this, and you back it up with flowers. Oh, my goodness. The fact is, to enter into a relationship, it costs you something. If you're really serious, you'll pay the price until you enter into that relationship. Now, the difference between God and people is, once you get in, you never know what you've got. But when you seek the Lord with all of your heart, God says you will find Him. And when you've found God, you've found everything. Because He is the Creator of everything. Your whole life will change when you press through to know who God is. Really is. Now, people and scientists are still trying to decide how we came into being. When I was a little boy in church, 9 years old, when I accepted the Lord, the pastor told me that God created the heavens and the earth and God made man. I accepted that truth there. I wasn't confused anymore for the rest of my life. But there's still individuals today that say, we don't know how we got here. Well, for those who are not sure, let me read some scripture to you. Genesis chapter 2 and 7 tells us that God created us. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Genesis 1, 27 and 28 continues by saying, God created man in his own image, male and female, he created them, and then God blessed them. You see, all of you who are still wondering, we did not evolve. We were created in the image of God. We were created by him and for him, and not for ourselves, by the way. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and 1, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. What does the Bible say in the days of your youth? Because when you're very young, it's hard to get into a lot of trouble. Now, some of you have pushed the envelope on that statement, and you got into as much trouble as you could when you were young. But we all know the older you get, life becomes more complicated. And when you do something wrong here, it affects something over here that affects something over here and something back here. And if you really do something wrong, it's going to follow you for a long time. So that's why you need to remember your creator in the days of your youth before life starts to get too complicated and before you start making too many of the wrong choices. Now, God's word says that only fools deny and ignore his existence. In Psalm 53 and 1, it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And it's because all of creation declares his existence. In Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4, it says, the heavens tell of the glory of God. The skies display his marvelous craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is silent in the skies, and yet their message has gone out to all the world and their words to everyone. In Romans chapter 1 and 20, it says, since earliest times, men have seen the earth and the sky and all God made and have known of his existence and eternal power. So God has created us and God has entrusted us with the gift of life. In Job chapter 33 and 4, it says, the Spirit of God hath made me and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. However, we were not placed on the earth to fulfill our own plans, pursuits, and passions. Yet there are millions of people who live in frustration today because they still have no idea why they even exist. The deepest craving of the human spirit is to find a sense of significance and relevance. And one of the greatest tragedies in life is a life without meaning or purpose. But let me assure you today that the same God who gave you life has a master plan for your life. In Jeremiah chapter 29, in verse 11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And they are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and to give you hope. Now, you need to pay particular attention to that verse because God says, I know the plans I have for you. It does not mean we know the plans he has for us. And God reveals his plans to us on a needs-to-know basis. He will tell you only what you need to know. And that makes some people crazy. Lord, what, where, when, I don't even know what I should be asking you. I know you have a plan, but could you please share it with me? God says, I know the plans that I have for you. And they're good plans. They won't bring you to disaster. And you'll have a very hopeful future if you only follow my plans. But what does God do? He guides us and leads us to the Bible. Because the Bible provides the pieces of the puzzles that we need to be able to identify who we were created to be.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now listen to this verse. Ephesians 1 and 11 says, in him we were chosen. And if you're here today, it's because God chose you to be here. It is impossible for you to attend any gathering unless God invites you to his house. Now, many of you may think, well, I got up this morning and decided to come to church. Well, God put that desire within you today to come to church. He tried to put it into a whole lot of other people who weren't listening. But you listened. And God brought you here today. So we were chosen, having been predestined according to his plan, who works out everything in conformity with his will and purpose. So God has predestined your life. And we just read that God has predestined our lives to be successful as we follow his plan. Now, how does God get us there? Well, two of the chief ways that God gets us to where we need to go are the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, God tells us, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. What is he talking about? He's talking about the Bible. Meditate on it day and night. And the word meditate there means to read, to ponder, and to repeat. God says to study his word, meditate upon it, think about it, ponder it, speak it, and repeat it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that is written in it. And if there is any problem with many people today is they don't know what the Word of God says for themselves. Many people come to church, and that's the only time they spend time in the Word. They have a Bible. They may have many Bibles. But during the week, they don't crack those Bibles. They're just there collecting dust. And there's a lot of dust in Texas to collect. So they blow the dust off or wipe it off, and then they bring it back on Sunday to use it yet once again. But your success comes from knowing what the Bible says and being very careful to do everything that is written in it. That verse goes on to say, then you will be prosperous and successful. Now, let me give you some advice. Do not rely on human reason or the opinions of others when you make decisions. Our choices should always be based upon the Word of God. And there's that challenge again. How can you make a decision if you don't know what it says? And yet, in some of the major areas of our lives, when we're going through things, we call our best friend. Because after all, they won't lead us in the wrong direction. We call individuals about our marriage and they've never been married, but they're your best friend. We call individuals when we're going through traumatic experiences, but they've never gone through anything, but they're your best friend. They're not the right people to consult during that time. And even if they've had experiences, it doesn't mean that their experience is the experience that you are having right now. Therefore, you must base your reasoning upon what the Word of God says, not even on your own wisdom. Some of us think we're so smart that we don't need God's help. Well, after a while, you figure out that you weren't as smart as you thought. Just live long enough, and you'll realize that all of the decisions you made is not because of somebody else, it's because of something you've done. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 7, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. What is the Bible saying? Trust in His Word. Trust what the Bible says. It may not be popular what the Bible teaches. It may not be the way you want to live. It may not be what you want to do for the situation. See, I want to do what I want to do. But the Bible says, don't you do that. Well, you can tear that page out of the Bible and go to another chapter, but you'll find the same thing again. You'll find that you'll have to get rid of a lot of pages in the Bible just so you can do what you want to do. I wasn't trying to do that, but it happened. Your pages come out because of use. I heard someone say, if your Bible is falling apart, it means you're not. You cannot remove out of the Scriptures what you don't want to hear, because it's still the Word of God. The Bible says, seek His will in all that you do. Do not lean or depend upon your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out for yourself. He will direct your paths. And do not be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn your back on evil. Those questionable things that you want to do, that you know they're in the gray area, just don't do them. The Bible says, fear the Lord. We must avoid the very appearance of evil. Well, it's not in the Bible. That means I can do it. Avoid the very appearance of evil. Well, the Bible doesn't say I can't dress like this. The Bible says dress in modest apparel. Don't cause attention to yourself. Well, I want to do what I want to do. Well, do it. But remember that the only way you will be successful in life is to do all that the Word of God requires for us to do. Number two, God has given us the Holy Spirit to help us to fulfill His destiny for our lives. In the Bible, God tells us that the Holy Spirit is our teacher and guide. Jesus said it in John chapter 14 and 26. He said, "But the counselor, the advisor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things." John 16, 13, "The Spirit of truth will guide you. He will show you things to come." Saints, not only is the Holy Spirit our teacher, He empowers us to fulfill God's purpose for our lives. You see, before you were born, God gave you an assignment for your life. And it's the job of the Holy Spirit to help you to fulfill your life's assignment. Now, how does the Holy Spirit do this? Number one, He draws us closer to God. The Holy Spirit gets us together with God. How does He do it? He helps us when we hear the Word of God to begin to believe it. He begins to talk to us. Even before you knew Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit was talking to you. When somebody else would witness to you and tell you about the Lord, that voice that was saying, "They're telling the truth, you should believe this," that was the Holy Spirit. And the other voice that was saying, "Oh, this is a bunch of baloney," that was the devil. But the Holy Spirit has been drawing us to God before we even knew Jesus Christ as personal Savior. But it was the Spirit of God who convinced us when we heard the Word of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. Acts chapter 4 and 12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now, there are a lot of choices out there as far as religions are concerned, but it's the Holy Spirit who guides you to the Word of God and says Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was titled, "Your Life, His Destiny." This was part one. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if He is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of Scripture in Psalm 40. It says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. And He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and He established my goings, and He put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God." Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance, and I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank You for our listeners. You put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for You to answer their prayer for a long time, and You said, "Don't give up." You said that You will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that You will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust You. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank You, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.